Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by giving us the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a nabi. And the ulama have written that for every bounty, for every blessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants an individual, he should thank Allah ta'ala for it. He should be grateful for all of these blessings. And one way we can be grateful for the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by reciting salutations upon him. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was born, he had ummati, ummati on his tongue. Even when the Prophet ﷺ went on the night of Mi'raj and he was with his Rabb Azza wa Jal, he remembered me and you. Meaning the Messenger of Allah remembered us when he was born. The Messenger of Allah remembered us when he went on his second biggest miracle of Mi'raj. The biggest miracle which is granted to the Prophet is the Qur'an. And when the Prophet ﷺ had physically demised from this world, he was remembering us. Even on the Day of Judgment, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ will fall into sujood, will not raise his head until he gets his ummah forgiven in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Nabi me and you follow. This is the Nabi we have brought Iman upon. This is the love he had for us. So it is only fair that we also remember him in the times of our difficulties, in the times of our ease, in the times of our happiness, in the times of our sadness, in the times of our gratitude, whenever, whatever state we are in. It is only fair that we remember the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam during our lives. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Prophets, Siratul Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in which we cover the lives of different Anbiya, some of the stories which shaken our iman because of the torment given to those nations, some stories boost our iman, and stories which make us fonder and dearer and make the love increase of the Anbiya inside our hearts. And we have covered a lot of prophets until now. We are coming to the end of our series. And today we're going to talk about Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was granted kingdom over the animals and the humans and the jinnat. This was one of the miracles of Sayyidina Sulaiman, that Allah had granted him kingship over animals, jinnat, and humankind. And Allah Ta'ala also granted him power over the winds. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had the power, the ability to listen to animals. And there's a very beautiful story which is mentioned in the Quran as well, that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam was traveling with his people, and from 3 miles away there was an ant, and she was the queen ant, Namal, and she was crippled as well. And she seen that the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was coming. She speaks to the other ants and she says that, go into your homes, that the army of Sulaiman might crush you unknowingly, that they might not realize that there are ants here and they might crush you. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam heard this from 3 miles away and he smiled. And look at the power Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted to the Nabi, that there is an ant 3 miles away, and it says something, and that noise reaches the ear of the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His hearing ability is such that if an ant speaks from 3 miles away, he is able to hear and understand and respond to it. Then the best of creation, who is the Imamul Mursaleen, Imamul Anbiya, what would be the status of his hearing? And if you think that his hearing would be lower than a prophet who is not greater than him, then that's delusional. That's something that you need to rectify. You need to rectify your aqidah. You need to rectify your beliefs if you have this belief. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted every single quality to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the attributes and the qualities and the miracles which were given to the previous nations, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given much, much better than that. So if the hearing quality and the hearing power of a Nabi is such, then what would be the status and the hearing power of the Nabi, who is the leader of all Anbiya, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to have trust and love the Messenger of Allah the way he deserves to be loved. We should not try to look for ma'azallah shortcomings, and we should not try to look at faults. There was a scholar and he said that my proof of being upon the haqq is that when I study the Quran, when I study the hadith, I look for narrations and verses which would elevate the rank of the Prophet ﷺ. On the other hand, people, they look for words which they can twist to use against the ﷺ. So you can make the decision yourself that a person who is spending his time trying to find good to praise the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, is he on the truth? Or those people who are trying to find faults in him ﷺ, and they'll never be able to find faults in him because he is perfection. So Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam used to have a kingdom in which there was an animal. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam wrote a letter and said to Hudhud that fly over and place this in the lap of Bilqis, so that Hudhud took the letter of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and he flew over and he dropped the letter in the lap of Bilqis, and Bilqis opened the letter. Bilqis, when she seen this, she spoke to her ministers, and the minister said that, get ready for war, we will fight this man. And she says, no, we need to find out if he in reality is the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, or if he is claiming and he is not really a prophet, he's trying to fool us. So what Bilqis done was that she prepared a convoy of extremely obedient servants and maid servants and rubies and gold and luxuries, and she sent them towards Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And she said that if Sulaiman alayhi salam accepts this, then that means that he is not the prophet because he has the greed of this world in his heart. And if he rejects it, then we will see how it is. So Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in his kingdom, and Bilqis sends so much wealth in the way of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sees this, he sends them all back and he says that, I am the Prophet of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me so much more than you will ever be able to grant me. What is this that you are giving to me? Take it back with you. So they took it back with them. Bilqis and her ministers, they found out that he in reality is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And there's another very beautiful incident which is linked to this as well, that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he was with his people and he said that, I want to show my miracle to Bilqis, and the miracle I'm going to show is that her throne which she sits upon, I'm going to bring that here before she gets here. So Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam speaks to his ministers and he says that, who from you will be able to get me that throne the quickest? And there is a jinn there. And the jinn says that, Ya Nabi Allah, I will bring that throne before the end of this majlis, before the end of this gathering. But Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam says that, I need somebody to bring that quicker than you. I need somebody who will be able to bring it faster than you. And there was a man there, Asif bin Barkhiya. He was not a prophet. He was not an angel. He was not a jinn. He was a human. But what type of a human was this? He was a human who was accepted in the court of Allah. He was a saint. He was a pious man. He had some knowledge of the book. And he says to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam that, Ya Nabi Allah, I am able to bring that throne to you before you blink your eye. Allahu Akbar, he says that, I will be able to bring that throne to you before you blink your eyes. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam says, okay, and remember, the way this throne was kept was, it was locked within 7 rooms, meaning there was a room which was locked, and inside that room was another room, and inside that room was another room, like this 7 rooms in, and the throne was placed inside. And the philosophy and the logic behind this was that if somebody came to steal the throne, he would get past the first door, and by the time he gets to the second door, the army will come and capture him. And if he gets through the second door into the third door, the army will be able to come and capture him. So like this, the throne was kept enclosed in 7 doors. In 7 rooms it was closed in. But Asif bin Barkhiya, who had some knowledge of the book, he was a pious man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that, I am able to bring this throne to you before you blink your eye. Sayyidina Sulaiman said, okay. And like this, Asif bin Barkhiya was able to perform this karama and bring the throne of Bilqis before Sayyidina Sulaiman could blink his eye. And from this story, a very beautiful and significant aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah is proven, and that is the awliya and the power given to the awliya and the miracles that the awliya are able to perform. Asif bin Barkhiya was not a prophet. Asif bin Barkhiya was not an angel. He was not a jinn. He was a human. He was a human who was in the company of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he had some knowledge of the book. Due to him being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him miracles at his hand. This is no shorter than a miracle. From hundreds of miles away, he was able to bring something before the Prophet of Allah could blink his eye. And this is a miracle. And this is proven from the Quran. So never have a doubt that your sheikh or your teacher or the pious bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot perform extraordinary things. They absolutely can, and it's proven from the Quran. And we have to believe in everything of the Quran. So never let shaitan put the waswasa, put the doubt in your mind that the pious people of Allah ta'ala do not have any power. But this is even proven from the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you are ever stuck in a place where you do not find anything, you are lost, you should say, Ya ibadallah a'inuni. 3 times. You should say that, oh, the men of Allah, oh, the bondsmen of Allah, come and help me. And the bondsmen of Allah will come and help you. This is the aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah. And you should keep this in mind. Today we have people who turn away from the pious people of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who follow the Sharia, those never see doing something wrong. For the likes of Amir Ahlul Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah ta'ala, he is a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And somebody says, what is his karama? His karama is that he has established institutes throughout the whole world which are teaching Quran and Sunnah. His karama is that those people who were once drunken and they used to party and they used to intoxicate themselves, they are imams of the masjids, they are muballighin, they are people who preach to other people. Somebody says, what is the karama of Amir Ahlul Sunnah? We say to them that a man, he started alone in the streets of Karachi, and today he has millions and millions and millions of followers who are willing to spread the deen of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon his command. If this is not a sign of acceptance, then we do not know what a sign of acceptance is. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the true men of Allah are those that when you look at them, they remind you of Allah. And Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahlul Sunnah, Shaykh Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizullah, is such a personality that people have accepted Islam by just looking at the face of this individual. These are the true signs of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should be with them. You should attach yourself with them. You should gain blessings from them. And you should tell them to pray for you. Remember, me and you, we believe in the evil eye. We believe that if someone looks at us in a bad and wrong way, it will cause harm to us. Then why are we not willing to believe that if the pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at me and you in a gaze which is filled with mercy, a gaze which is filled with secrets, then that will change our lives as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the pious company of these pious individuals. Carrying on with the story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when Bilqis accepted the invitation to come to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he laid out such a floor, and it was a floor made out of water, and there were fish inside it, but it was such a floor that you could step on as well. And this was the miracle of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And then Bilqis came and she accepted faith upon the hand of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and then she later married Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam as well. And this was the story of Sulaiman. And there was another beautiful incident which took place in the life of Sulaiman, that angel of death came to Sulaiman. And there was a man sat next to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the angel of death was looking at him in a very strange manner. And the angel of death left. And the man says to Sulaiman that, oh Sulaiman, oh Nabi of Allah, I am very scared at the way that man was looking at me. Sayyidina Sulaiman says that he was the angel of death. And that man said, oh, I feel scared. Take me away from here. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he ordered the winds to carry that individual into a different land. And when he went into a different land, the Malakul Maut, he came there and he took his soul. And he came back to Sayyidina Sulaiman and he says that the reason I was so astonished at looking at that individual was because that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded me to take his soul in a different place, which is thousands of miles away. And he sat here with you. And I was just thinking that appointed place at which I'm going to take his soul, when will he get there? And we need to keep that in mind, that time and place have been written for me and you as well. And we need to be very careful about the way we live, because the Messenger of Allah said, you will die the way you live. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a pious death. May Allah ta'ala grant us a death upon iman. May Allah forgive any mistakes that have been made. Ameen bijahi nabi al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.